Teenage demonologist Eric Thursley has opened a magic circle in order to gain his heart's desire. But instead of a demon to tempt and corrupt him, Eric finds that junior wizard Rincewind has materialized in his laboratory. However, for some strange reason, which we may get to in episode 4 if you stick with it, it seems that whenever Rincewind snaps his fingers, whether he likes it or not, one of Eric's 3 wishes is granted. The first wish, for treasure chests of tribute from mighty kingdoms, has just gone horribly wrong. But now we are on to wish number 2, to meet the most beautiful woman in the world. And that is just about to go horribly wrong too.
You know what you've done, don't you? You've only taken us back to the Sortean Wars. Thousands of years, the wooden horse, everything.
Mind your back there.
We did it at school. How the beautiful Eleanor was kidnapped from the Ephesians, or maybe by the Ephesians. And there was this siege to get her back and everything.
I think the siege part may be mostly over.
Hey, that means I'm going to meet her. Wow. Take me to her. Now.
No.
What? Avaunt!
Get stuffed. I'm not wandering through the bloody destruction of some Stone Age city looking for an overrated female.
Hey, who's that with your luggage?
What?
Junior wizard Rincewind, as has already been explained elsewhere, is followed around by a chest with little pink legs and a will of its own, known as the luggage.
Oh, he's feeding it.
Gathered round a map, overseeing the storming of the Tsortian citadel, is a group of Ephesian generals, most of whom are impressively broad of chest and narrow of forehead. One is lounging apart, looking a bit weaselly, and giving the luggage bits of sandwich.
Hello. Is this yours?
I can't afford to pay for anything it's done.
Funny little thing. We found it herding 50 Tsortians into a corner. Why was it doing that?
It has this sort of protective instinct towards me. Oh, anything?
Right, one more sandwich. But that's your lot. Magic, is it?
Yes.
Where are you from?
The future.
Oh, did we win?
Yes, you did.
Who are you?
I'm Eric, and this is my demon.
Is he? Any good at getting into places? The Citadel's still holding out, you see.
He's more the getting out kind.
Not to worry. There's a tunnel entrance somewhere hereabout. Care to accompany me? Your box thing might be useful.
What exactly are we going to do?
Just meet some people. Sergeant Dart! Lever up this slab, would you?
Sir!
Where does this lead?
Oh, it's just a secret passage into the heart of the citadel.
Will there be lots of guards at the end of it?
Possibly.
Don't worry about old Laviolus, sir. You see, he likes to get it over without anyone getting hurt.
Okay.
That's why he dreams up things like the wooden horse and bribing the cleaners and that. Yeah. That's how we found out about this tunnel.
Yeah, but still, guards at the end.
No, guards. They use it for storing cleaning things.
Ow. What is it?
Mop. Sergeant, just move this stuff, would you? And then we can get this door open.
You know who Laviolus is, don't you?
Well,
this Laviolus!
Oh, get away!
Don't you know? Laviolus was responsible for the fall of Sort on account of being so cunning. And afterwards, it took him 10 years to get home, and he had all sorts of adventures. We could tell him all kinds of stuff about his future. Shipwrecks and magic, and his crew turning to animals, things like that.
We could tell him to walk home.
Right, in we go.
Right.
Magic box at the front, and no killing anyone unless it's absolutely necessary.
On the other side of the door is a nursery. In the centre of the nursery, a plump woman with slightly faded good looks, wearing a black dress and the beginnings of a moustache, is surrounded by several children of varying sizes.
Fair maiden, we have faced many dangers in order to rescue you.
If you touch any of the children, I shall scream.
Who's this?
Well, I think it must be Eleanor of Salt.
Don't be silly. She looks like my mum. Mm. And she's got about 10 kids.
Yeah, well, it's been a long siege, hasn't it?
Fair maiden?
Yes. The legend doesn't say anything about children. She's supposed to have spent all her time mooning around the battlements, pining for her lost love.
Well, I expect she pined for a while, you know, but it does get chilly up on the battlements, doesn't it?
That's right. You can catch your death mooning.
This has all gone terribly wrong, hasn't it?
I can't help it! I never really liked it in Ephebi, and King Mausoleum has been so kind.
Couldn't you have sent us a note? Invited us to a christening or two?
You all seem to be enjoying yourself so much.
That's right. I wanted to leave home and spend 10 years sitting in a tent with a bunch of meat-headed morons. It wasn't as though I had anything important to do back home. Just a little kingdom to rule, that sort of thing. Okay. Well, you might as well be off then. I don't know how I'll break it to everyone. They were having so much fun.
I expect they'll have a big banquet and get drunk and laugh about it. That's what they usually do.
Yes. You, Demon?
Yes.
What happens next?
Your lot burn the whole place down. Topless towers and all.
Come on, then. I'd better get out of here. Madam, perhaps you would like to bring your children to safety.
No chance.
Madam, if you want my advice...
But I don't. So get
this madam, isn't
she's not really the fair Eleanor, is she?
Well, these hot-blooded types tend to go downhill in their mid-30s.
It's the pasta that does it.
Her face launched 1,000 ships.
That's what you call a metaphor.
Or lying.
All right, all right. Stay here if you must. Keep away from any topless towers. Come on, the rest of you. And you, Demon?
Yes.
Bring that lamp. Nearly broke my neck in there.
They have got tops. I can see them. Not anymore. Funny the way you tripped over the luggage and dropped the lamp and everything.
Yeah.
Good the way your luggage rescued all the kids, though.
Uh-huh.
Demon.
Laviolus.
You wouldn't happen to know if I get home all right, would you? I hate sea voyages. It shouldn't take too long, should it?
Well, sure, yeah, you get home okay. You're well known for it, in fact.
That's great. I was afraid the gods might have a grudge against me. They don't like ideas about wooden horses and tunnels. Mm. They're traditionalists. Mm. So that's a load off my mind. Thanks. So long.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, well, let's get out of here.
Just snap your fingers.
Oh, yeah, right. Home, James. Herrick. Are you there?
Yes. Are you there, Demon?
Yes.
Where are we?
I don't know. It's nothing. Total nothing. There's a word for it. It's what you get when there's nothing left and everything has been used up.
I think it's called the bill.
Okay, the bill. That's where we are, floating in absolute, complete bill.
Mm. Oh. Ha. Sorry. Didn't expect to see anyone else here.
Oh, hello. And where is here?
Nowhere. That's your point, isn't it?
Nowhere at all.
Well, not yet. In a minute. Fancy a sandwich while we're waiting?
What, sandwich? What sort?
What sort would you like it to be?
Sorry?
Oh, don't mess about, man. Just say what you'd like.
Egg and cress.
Let there be egg and cress. There you go.
Gosh. Mm.
Won't be long now.
The demon king, Astfagel, having just made the wrong decision about at which end of time to go looking for his victims, has just materialized at the end of all things. There is only one figure left standing. Tall, slender, leaning on a scythe.
Where is Eric Thursley? Where is Rincewind? Anyone here?
Yes.
Apart from you. Have you seen anybody?
Yes.
Who?
Everybody.
I mean recently.
It's been very quiet.
Damn.
Were you expecting anyone?
I'm looking for Rincewind.
The wizard?
No, no, he's a minor demon, I believe. Went through the magic circle by mistake and... Wizard?
Junior wizard.
You mean Rincewind's human?
Yes.
Well, I'll be damned.
You already are.
Meanwhile, at the opposite end of time...
Bit showy, if you ask me. You don't need all that noise.
Don't you?
Could easily be the big hiss or something. And it looked a bit iffy around the 2 picosecond mark. No craftsmanship these days. They just throw it together and it's back on the lorry and away. Shall we have some tea?
Excuse me, but look, who are you?
Why, mixings.
What sort of things?
What sort of things would you like?
You're the creator.
A, not the... I don't contract for the big stuff, the stars, the gas giants, pulsars and so on. I just specialise in what you might call the beast-walk trade. I do all my own trees, you know. People think it must be all very easy creating. They think you just have to move on the face of the waters and wave your hands a bit. It's not like that at all.
Isn't it?
Oh, you soon run out of ideas for snowflakes. That's where professionalism comes in.
It does?
Some people think it's enough to install a few basic physical formulas and then take the money and run. 1 billion years later, you've got black holes all over the place. And when you pray up to complain, there's a girl on the counter says she don't know where the boss is. I think people prefer the personal touch.
Oh, so when someone gets struck by lightning, what you actually mean is...
No, well, that's not me. You know, I don't run things. Hmm. There's a load of other universes, you know. Got a list as long as your arm. Now, what do you think of these clouds?
Nice.
They're all right, aren't they? Anyway, can't hang about all day. Like I said, I've got a lot of jobs on.
But...
Sorry. Nice to have met you.
What I don't understand is, why are we here?
I take it that isn't a philosophical question. I take it you mean, why are we here at the dawn of creation on this nice new beach?
Yes.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it?
You wanted to live forever?
But I didn't say anything about travelling in time. I was very clear about it, so there'd be no trick.
This isn't a trick. The wish is trying to be helpful. It's obvious when you think about it. Forever means the entire span of space and time. Is it forever? You see?
So you have to start at the beginning?
Precisely. Oh,
but that's no good. It's going to be years before there's anyone else around.
Millennia. Eons.
I just wanted to go on living forever from now. I mean, then. I mean, look at this place. No girls, no people. Nothing to do on Saturday nights.
There won't be any Saturday nights for ages. Just nights.
Take me back at once. I order it. Avaunt!
Now, you say that one more time, I'm going to give you a thick ear.
But all you have to do is snap your fingers.
No, I don't think it'll work. Look. No, nothing. You've had your 3 wishes, sorry.
What should I do?
I'll tell you what, if you see anything crawl out of the sea and try to breathe, you could tell it not to bother.
You think this is pretty funny, don't you?
Since you mention it.
Well, the joke's going to wear pretty thin over the years, though.
Why?
Well, you're not going anywhere, are you? You'll have to stay with me.
Nonsense, I'll...
Huh? You'll what?
Oh, bollocks.
In Terry Pratchett's Eric, adapted by Robin Brooks, Rincewind was Mark Heap, Eric, Will Howard, Laviolus, Rick Warden, Astvogel, Nicholas Murchie, and Death, Geoffrey Whitehead. Other parts were played by Christine Absalom, Robert Blythe, and Ben Crowe. The director was Jonkel Panting.